Hi, this is Chip Lyle, the president of the Daytona International Speedway. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago, and on the line with us, the man of the hour, excited to have on with us, the guy who has hand on the pulse, actually right, the foot on the gas pedal of all the excitement leading up to the 61st running of the Daytona 500, the president of Daytona International Speedway, the one and only Chip Wild. Chip, welcome to WGN.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay, so this is it. You are in, I don't know if you're in the eye of the storm. What are you, in the outskirts of the eye of the storm? Now you're in the...
You know, it's funny. I feel like we've been on go since the start of the year with the Rolex 24 at Daytona, our 24-hour event to kick off the IMSA season. You know, that's the first month of the year, and then we immediately turn our focus to stock car's biggest and most prestigious race, the Daytona 500, and all the events that lead up to next Sunday's 61st running of the Great American Race. There's so much that our team does to prepare for these events, and the first couple months of the year are always a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I was talking with DW last week, and I kind of described it, right? It isn't just a one-stop thing. NASCAR always has great kind of weekend events where you've got a truck race, and then you got the Xfinity race, and then the Monster Energy Cup race, and they try to build it into a weekend of fun. But leading up to the 500, it's kind of like a Mardi Gras of motorsports, right? Because you've got so many things coming up, and you say you get to it like as soon as, you know, like a year. As soon as the thing's over, right, you're already working on it for next year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we immediately pivot as soon as the checker flag waves on the Daytona 500 to, you know, what we're going to do next year and how are we going to make it bigger and better. And, you know, that's something that we all take really seriously. We have to continue to elevate the Daytona International Speedway brand and the Daytona 500 brand. And our team is so talented, and they put their heart and soul into everything that we do at the racetrack. But, you know, the Daytona 500 is our biggest race. You know, everybody refers to it as the Super Bowl of stock car racing. And so, you know, there's obviously a lot of emphasis and effort in making sure that it is special. And it's fun to be a part of it and to plan, you know, what's going to be next on our calendar. Now, how are we going to make the 62nd running bigger and better than the 61st run?
Well, I don't know that you need to. I mean, you just need to kind of keep it at that level. Anybody's is going to be able to do it. You, Chip Wild, will be the one to do it. When you think about great events, bucket list events, regardless of what kind of fan you are of whatever sport, for the listeners, certainly our listeners and our fans, you know, appreciate motorsports. Daytona 500 is a kickoff for another great season for NASCAR. But also, this is the kind of event, and there are only a handful of them. Maybe it's Kentucky Derby, maybe the Indianapolis 500, Super Bowl for sure, right, where you have an event that represents really one of the crown jewels of its particular sport. But the people that you'll see there, that you will be kind of hosting there, certainly lots of fans, you know, over 100,000, but also it's like a who's who. You'll run into presidents of the United States, you know, A-list movie stars, rock stars, who for those people that may not have ever been there, because you kind of got to expand your, I guess, your flashcards of who's who. Who's going to be there this year? Do you know?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we're still working through the list. You know, that's one thing celebrities we've learned over the last 61 years is they'd let us know last minute. But, you know, like you said, we've had presidents of the United States. We've had A-list celebrities. Last year, Charlize Theron threw the green flag. We had Peyton Manning here. Darren Hart Jr. was our grand marshal.
Yes.
We've had Owen Wilson. I mean, there's just so many incredible A-list stars that want to be a part of our event because, to your point, it is one of the biggest sporting events in the world, and people recognize the Daytona 500 brand around the globe. And in fact, I was in Italy this summer, and I was wearing a Daytona International Speedway shirt, and I had multiple people come up to me and ask me what about Daytona and the Daytona 500. So it just speaks to how important this race is, not only just to us at Daytona or to NASCAR, but to the motorsports community around the world.
Yeah, and you're trying to make it kind of mean more things to more people. Of course, you've got that. You don't want to have a let off not only from year to year, but also as soon as that checkered flag flies. You guys have so many things going, and I think you're the perfect person to do it. And for the listeners, let them know we're talking with Chip Wild. He is the president at Daytona International Speedway, former president at Darlington, and also, you know, you were with MRN. You've worked with race teams. You've worked with sponsors and sales. It's kind of, you know, as a young guy, But you look at kind of that backstory, kind of the street cred and the resume that you have, you're almost like the perfect guy to come in here and be not only energetic for sure, but also kind of find new and exciting ways for Daytona to mean more things to more people.
Well, I mean, thanks, Fred. I've been really blessed over my career to have people who've invested in me and to surround myself with incredible talent. And really people who have helped shape my career have taken the time to invest in me. And they didn't have to. People like Roger Bayer, who helped find Winston, NASCAR's first premier sponsor, to Roger Penske, to Bill Davis, who both gave me incredible opportunity as a young guy to learn and grow, to Jim Hunter and to Clay Campbell, who on the track side are icons in our sport. And they didn't have to do that. And I think that's helped give me a very different perspective than some of my colleagues. But, you know, this isn't about me. It's about our teams. And, you know, both Darlington and Daytona share some of the most incredible talent that I've ever been around in my life. And, you know, they've shared that common vision that I had and that passion for creating once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And you know, this sport continues to evolve and change, just like every sport. And I'm confident that with the group we have in place, we're going to continue to do great things and continue to push the envelope and create that next generation of fan, which is critical for us to continue to be successful 10, 20, 30 years down the road.
Is there a little bit, and I don't know, maybe it's just, hey, go out there, Chip, do what you do, but is there a little bit of pressure? You know, I read some things, saw some stuff. You know, Joey Chitwood is a guy that was here, you know, at Chicagoland, kind of launched it, right? It was one of those things where he had to kind of introduce NASCAR and a lot of racing things to the Chicago community, went on to Indy. I was there at the groundbreaking for Chicagoland Speedway with him, you know, Dale Earnhardt, you know, Bill France Jr., and a bunch of different people, and to see what Chicagoland has become, kind of integrating itself into the fabric of the area has been exciting. But as NASCAR kind of turns towards a place where I think we all agree that the racing is as exciting as it has ever been, but we're at a crossroads, right? Whether it's on the drivers, a lot of the marquee drivers are kind of moving on into the broadcast booth or whatever, where you kind of need someone to really connect with people. Has there been conversations saying, Chip, hey, you're the guy that can do this because of your background, where you can kind of, I mean, do you feel any extra pressure to make things greater than maybe they would be otherwise?
Well, I can tell you there's a lot of pressure in my role, but, you know, I certainly it's not about me. It's about the group, and led by Jim France. You know, there's a renewed spirit around Jim France continuing to help shape our sport. And Steve Phelps, I was with Steve Phelps this week on Wednesday, and he delivered an internal talk to all the NASCAR employees. It was really inspiring, and it was, you know, we have a huge opportunity here to really take NASCAR to the next level. And we have the right people and the right places, and we're all working really hard together. And those are the messages. We have a strategy and we have a plan. And those are two things that we really need to have over the next 5 years to continue to elevate the motorsports brand, not just NASCAR, but the motorsports brand. You know, the motorsports landscape is very different than it was 5, 10, 15 years ago. That doesn't mean it's bad. It's just different. And we got to continue to look for that opportunity to enhance the experience for these younger, newer fans, and we're in a great place to do that. And you can see even through the Rolex 24 and the strategy we've taken there, and we've watched that thing grow year after year after year. And it's not your avid motorsports fan that's attending that race; it's your casual that's coming for the event. And that's what these NASCAR races are. They're events. The race is, yes, the most exciting piece, but there's so much to do and see while you're on our properties. And I think you're seeing International Speedway Corporation, our parent company, continue to reinvest in our properties. So the $400 million investment that Joey Chitwood oversaw at Daytona International Speedway is simply magnificent. There's nothing better than that. But then we doubled down, and we just invested $200 million at ISM Raceway in Phoenix. And we're spending $50 million right now on an infield project at Talladega. We just completed a $40 million project at Richmond. So we're recognizing where we have to be, and we're putting our money where our mouth is and really enhancing these experiences. So when fans come, they have a great experience and they come back.
Yeah, to have that kind of front of mind, that experience, the family-friendly experience, get people out there. The racing on the track is great. When you guys build in a lot of those extra activations, the music has been top-notch at so many of these different venues. And then you've got great broadcast partners that are really stepping up their game in Fox, of course, for the 500, and then again with NBC. It's great stuff. It ends with the 17th for the 61st running of the Daytona 500, but it's going to be going on all week long. Exciting stuff happening. And for those people, I know it's going to be another sellout under your watch, Chip, but for those people who want to get some tickets or figure out how to get there and enjoy the action, no substitute for seeing it in person, where can they go?
Yeah, no, there's no substitute for being in Daytona Beach on February 17th for the 61st running of the Daytona 500. The sensory feelings that you get around being there is something you can't describe. But if you're fans who want to get into some warmer weather, I think it's going to be high 70s next Saturday and Sunday, Daytona500.com or by calling 1-800-PIT-SHOP. Two great ways to get your tickets to the 61st running of the Great American Race next Sunday, February 17th.
Chip, that's just mean. You know we were in like sub 25 degree below zero weather. To throw the weather out there as an extra incentive is just cruel, I think.
That's what sales guys do, right? They sell you on what you need to hear.
Always be closing. Chip Wild, president of Daytona International Speedway, thanks for so much of everything that you do. We know a lot of people are going to get down there and see you. I'll be one of them as well. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me on.